Welcome to the Father's Vineyard Audio Podcast. Here is today's message.
Well, give Pastor John your ear and welcome him as he opens the word to you and I. Give him a good Father's Vineyard welcome.
Okay. Did I do it right? Am I on? Okay. Can y'all hear me? Okay. All right. Well, it's good to be here this morning. And I just want, if you'll turn your Bibles to Colossians, the first chapter. Did I say the first chapter? Okay. And the whole chapter is good, but I just want to talk to you this morning out of the 13th verse, okay? I believe that's what, just some things that's been on my heart. Okay. So we prayed and we just thank God for the opportunity this morning. It's always an honor and a privilege to share the word of God and just to speak for God. I just want to represent him in the best way I can, you know, and how many know it's not me anyway, it's the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. But I've come to the place to where I'm learning. And one thing about learning is this. I don't want to be forever learning and never come to the knowledge of the truth. Amen. You know, because I think a lot of people use, well, I'm learning. But how many know it's good to learn, but we need to come to the knowledge of the truth to where it begin to bear fruit. Amen? So, you know, I just don't want to say I'm learning, but I'm coming to the knowledge of the truth of the walk of the believer. I don't know it all, but the little bit that I know, I want to share with you this morning. Because I believe that we're living in a time that if we've never known who we are in Christ and our true identity, we need to know today. Yes. Amen? You know, it's always been that we need to know, but how many know that when I say this, I'm not talking about one particular church, but how many know that we have really misrepresented the church the way that Jesus Christ wanted it to be, you know, for a lot of programs, a lot of man-made doctrines, a lot of things that Jesus didn't intend for us to even put out on people, you know, and I'm learning that really our relationship with him is what really matters. But we have to understand the church plays a part in bringing us to the place where we begin to live out the kingdom life. See, the church is the vehicle to bring us to the place to where we begin to live out the kingdom lifestyle here in the earth. And many a times when we talk about spiritual things and kingdoms, many a times the first thought that hit some people's minds is, I'm going to heaven. Or when you start talking about the kingdom, that's when I get to heaven. But we have to understand and come to the knowledge of the truth is that we should be people like Francis teaches and in Christ's image, we should be people looking like that we're come from heaven to affect the earth. Yeah. See, Jesus always, see, he said, the works that I do, you should do, and greater works than these should you do, right? So the greater work is for us to display the kingdom of God in the earth. But many a times, if we don't understand the kingdom of God, how can we display it in the earth? If we're looking for the kingdom to come, how many know we've already missed what Jesus taught? Because Jesus taught, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in heaven as it is in heaven. Oh, got some Bible readers here today. He said, thy will be done, where? On earth as it is in heaven. Now listen, Do you know that in the beginning, what God gave Adam was a blueprint of heaven to live out in the earth? Now, if Jesus come to restore back what was lost, I mean, you know, his intention, the original intention, was for us to rule and reign in the earth. Has he changed his mind? Okay. I got a few no's, okay? So, let's go to the Bible. Now, this whole chapter is good, but I'm going to begin at the, the 13th verse, okay? He says, for he has rescued. Now, your Bible might say he has delivered. Okay? Somebody's Bible say delivered, okay? How many of y'all got delivered? Okay. And that word delivered means to be rescued. Okay? You've been delivered, but how many know you also going to be delivered? Okay? Now listen to what he's saying here. Paul is teaching and he's telling us. He said, look, for he has delivered, I rescued you from where? From the domain of what? Darkness. Now that word darkness, some people think, well, you know, that's just sin. But sin is just one part of it. But when I say this word, I'm not talking to an individual person. Say, he's not talking to me. It also means to be rescued from ignorance. Darkness means ignorance. It could mean sin. But what he's talking about here is that we've been rescued from the domains, the darkness, the ignorance that we were in when we were in sin. How many know we was doing some crazy stuff? But thanks be unto God that he's rescued me out of darkness. And we've been talking about this sort of in on Wednesday nights about not being ignorant of the... See, Miss Brenda been in class. Let's see who else been in class. Anybody else been here? He said, Paul said, I would, brethren, I would have you not to be ignorant of what the schemes or the devices of the enemy. See, sometimes the enemy is just tricking us. And one thing we got to understand as being a child of God, we got to understand that we got to begin to reverse the lies that the enemy has planted in us with the truth of God's word. See, it's the truth that's what? Setting you free. And that's what we got to understand. I've come to the realization that the Bible is just not for me to quote scriptures and to debate whether I'm right or wrong, but the Bible is to give me the very mind and the intent of God's thoughts about me, for me, and what I can do in him. Yes. See, and I'm not reading the Bible just to preach a message anymore. Uh-oh. I'm not doing that. I'm a study the Bible for life, yes. To live out what he's putting in me. See, and that goes with preaching. See, my whole life is a message. Yes. Well, you know, I got to get up here, you know, and no. Your life is a message. Amen. And I want to represent Jesus Christ the best way I can. See, and if you see me laughing and having a good time, you say, do you not know that we got a joy that the world needs to see? We got a peace that the world needs to see. See, what's wrong with believers is this. I believe that it's so simple to where we got to say it's got to be harder than that. But it's just simple. Let me tell you how simple it is. Just believe. Just believe. That was a crowd came to Jesus and they said, what must we do to work the works of God? And Jesus said, just believe on him who he sent. That's too simple. You know, I got to work at this. I got to pump this up. I got to say the right words. I got to wear the right clothes. I got to smell the right way. I got to look good. I got to talk good. How many know we can do all that and still not be in relationship with God? See, but what he's saying here is this. He said, listen, he has rescued you from the domains of darkness. Do you not know the right that the devil had on you? If you're born again, he don't have that right anymore. Amen. He don't have control of your life anymore. See, you say, well, the devil has never had me. Yes, he did have us. How many know when Adam disobeyed God in the Garden of Eden, how many know that he took a whole creation down, that we are born in sin, amen, and we're shaped in iniquity. And how many know all those things that had us bent and had us distorted about the things of God, how many know we got to take the truth and begin to renew ourselves and unwind ourselves from the distortion of the enemy. See, the distortion is what's keeping us thinking that God is this, God is that. You know, God is withholding this from me. I got to do just right for God to move for me. You know, I got to fast and pray to do it. All those things are okay, but do you not know you don't have to do a thing but just believe? Because your belief is going to produce an action. The word believe is not a word that you just throw out. When you say you believe, what you're saying is that is a verb tense of a word that I'm going to step out on what I'm believing. And that's why we got to understand that when we believe, God reckons righteousness to you. And you are in right standing with God. And when you begin to talk and you begin to move in the Spirit of God, heaven is backing you. Why? Because God is going to begin to manifest himself in earth. Does that make sense to you? Okay. So what we have to understand, church, is this, that he's all the darkness, the lies, say the lies. The lies, say the lies, the lies. That the enemy has told me that I never amount to anything. The enemy is telling us it's no use to go on with God. This is it. This is all it is, trials and tribulation. That's all it is. That's all you're going to get in life is a bunch of trials and tribulation. You know, why don't you just come on out in the world and enjoy? But let me tell you something. That's a lie of the enemy. Because Jesus even said, he said, now in the world, you're going to have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Do you not know the overcomer is in us? See, and before Jesus began to tell them that, if you'll back up a few verses, he said, my peace I give to you, not as the world give, but my peace is like this. How many know the human mind can't understand the peace of God? You can't understand. I can't explain to you when all hell, oh, Jesus. When all hell is breaking loose, when all this trouble is going on in my life, I cannot stand here and tell you that it don't affect me. But I have learned the secret of getting in the presence of God, and because I'm going through something, it don't hinder the presence of God. I'm still with him and he's still with me, but I gotta change my way of thinking and begin to see that God will never leave me nor forsake me. Even though I'm going through the shadow of death, God is still with me. Amen. His rod and his staff, they comfort me. The word of God is not going to change just because you're going through. You remember last week, Pastor Terry preached an awesome message about when we go through. How many of y'all remember that? When we go through. How many know God already knows what we're going to go through? But what we got to do is change the way we think when we go through. The things that we're going through is not to chastise you, but it is to change you.
Yes.
Amen. It's to challenge you to change and love in spite of what you're going through.
Yes.
See, do you not know it confuses the devil and the world when that person that lying on you and you over there changing their attire? Do he not realize that's the same person? that lied on him. But see, there's another principle at work. He's been rescued. He's been snatched out of darkness. And he's walking in the marvelous light, him or her. See, but what we have to understand, that we've been called out of this ignorance that the devil want to keep us in, thinking that God is withholding himself from us. You know what God is doing, what heaven is doing? They're trying to trip us on to grow up. Amen. And when you grow up, God is saying, he just started releasing it. That's right. See, God is not a waster. He know if he give it to John when John is immature, John gonna misuse it. God is a lot smarter than we are. But he said, when John began to mature, I began to release the kingdom, the revelations. Why? Because when you begin to grow up in God and you realize it's not all about you, it's about him. You begin to lose sight on yourself. You begin to quit being so selfish when you think it's all about you. You got to come and wash my feet. How many know when you begin to walk humble before him, God begin to release things that you never imagined that you could have. You be going through stuff and you don't even realize why you're not coming unglued. You're going through stuff and you got a joy down on the inside. You laughing when you should be crying. Yes. And the world is saying, what in the world is wrong with this crazy person? And all you got to do is say, I love Jesus. And Jesus is changing me from glory to glory, from faith to faith. How many know that the glory is causing us to be more like him? See, but we... what we've done, church, is this. And it's all right to dance. It's all right to shout. But how many know that ain't what the presence of God, the anointing is for? It's to lay hands on the sick. It's to cast out devils. You mean you cast out devils in this new century? I mean, is this the 21st century? I mean, you still, how many know the devil still exists? Demons still exist. But Jesus said, I have given you power over all the powers of the enemy. And there is not anything that will hurt you. Why? Because Jesus has taken his keys. He's not the master anymore of hell and death. How many know Jesus has conquered it for us? We don't have to fear, amen, the tactics and the lies of the enemy. Why? Because we have the truth. And it is the truth that sets you free. If I could just shake one good time. Glory to God. If I could just shimaha one good, holy God, just one good time. Oh, see, no, it's got to be walked out. See, fruit is developed. You just don't lay hands and become fruitful. You got to grow in it. You got to abide in it. See, Jesus said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will bring forth what? Much fruit. And see, he's not, people say, well, you know, he'll cut you off. Let me tell you something about the vine dresser. See, those vines that he's saying he's cutting on, he's really pruning them that they'll bring forth more fruit. And see, when they get on the ground and they fall, he just gets down and begin to dust them dirt off, and then he begin to lift them up. You say, but no, he gonna cut them off. No, he's working on them, dusting them off, pulling them grapes up off the ground, because you know they'll rot if they stay on the ground. That's what... that's what flesh do. It just rots. Yes. It gets stinky. But Jesus want to give you a good aroma. Yes. Amen. Yes. That would fill the whole house. And people begin to smell and they say, that's real good. Why? Because it's the glory of God. And do you not know that every creation under heaven was designed for the glory of God? And that's what we're searching for. That's what we're longing for. But we try to fulfill it with other things, and other things just bring disappointment. Amen. Only he satisfies. Amen. praise you, Lord. Loving me, touching me, sending your spirit to set me free. See, that's all I want to do. Just dance with him. Just love on him. Oh, let me get back to the stuff. Okay. Do you see this? He snatched me out of darkness. And he's transferred me. He's transferred us to the kingdom. Say the kingdom. Amen. Do you know the word is transferred is not transformed? Right. Let's see here. Scott, come and help me, brother. That's all right. That's the way it is with Jesus' work. Now, where is Scott at? No, Scott is right there. Right? No, did y'all not see Scott sitting right there? Okay. Huh? So you mean to tell me that now Scott no longer is in that seat? He's been transferred to where? Up here. And you know what Jesus said? Paul said that he has transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved son. Now, because Scott is in the kingdom, come on, brother. Come on up here where the kingdom life is at. Huh? You like this, don't you? I figured you would. Now, let me ask you a question. When you were sitting there, did you have the view that you have now?
I didn't.
So he's in heavenly places. He ain't floating, but he's in heavenly places. See, we want to make it spooky. Scott's supposed to be floating. But this is his position now. And because his position is here, he can see a little bit better. And because he can see a little bit better, now he can begin to discern what's going on. Why? Because his vision has changed from there to here. So he's transferred him into the kingdom. But now Scott has to learn, say Scott has to learn, what's in the kingdom. Did I miss something?
Good.
Okay.
We're good.
Okay. All right. Hold on now. Don't just leave yet. Now he got to learn what's in the kingdom. Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things going to be added. Now, would you rather work or you'd rather be added? Added. You're a wise man. See, now he's learning. Now, listen. What he's got to learn now, Scott is no longer in control of Scott. He's come under a new ruler now. There's a king on the throne now that's ruling and reigning and causing Scott to come under the governing power of the new king. The rules that he had in darkness, you can't use no more.
That's true.
Okay? Now he's walking in the light. Now he's loving people when they mess with him. You don't have to, look at him. Look at him. See, he's just loving.
Learning.
See, he's learning. Good, thank you. I know I got the right one. Right one, baby. Yes. But he's learning. And I'm going to look at your neighbor and say, I got to learn how to operate in this new kingdom. See, you can't practice that old stuff you used to do. You got to begin to change your mind. And that's what Paul said, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. You've been transferred into the kingdom, but you got to renew your mind to the new what? Kingdom. That's right. The transfer has taken place. You are no longer in darkness. You can't no longer say, I'm just a sinner saved by grace. No. You didn't like it, I could tell. You must got some truth down in there. You're all right. Okay, now watch this. He says that he's been transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sin. So my sins have been what? Forgiven, okay? Now watch this. For Scott to say that he got to do something for his sin, he's committing a law of double jeopardy. What do you mean by double jeopardy? Okay, glad you asked. Do you not know a person can't be tried for the same thing twice? It's called the law of double jeopardy. I learned that on TV, y'all, but... Okay. You know, and I said, wait a minute. So every time we go around hollering, I'm just the old sinner. How many know you done died one time? For you to try to die again, you committing, that's the law of double jeopardy. How many know it don't exist? Do you not know your sins, once he cleansed you of sin, they doesn't exist anymore? You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus now. You got to learn how to operate in your new, thank you, your new kingdom. And the Bible says, for the kingdom of God don't come with observation, but the kingdom is within you. I think that's what? Luke 21:17? Okay, we got some Bible readers. Somebody to read in a minute, let me know. Okay, you with, you all right? Okay. You look like you're ready. You want to, come on, let me get you out of this. You feeling good now? Well, if you want to, hey. We might well go and fill another one. Now, he's been seated in heavenly places. See, now that's his seat. But do you not know that you have a seat? And because he's in heavenly places, guess what? He's able to receive from the Spirit of God. And that's what's going to set us free. The Bible said, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ. For the Spirit of the law, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set who? Us free. The life-giving Spirit keeps doing what? Setting us free. See, it's the Holy Spirit that's causing us to live out this life that Jesus Christ died for us. Amen? And see, Scott is in a place now that he's in a new realm. He's in a new location with Jesus Christ. But guess what? When he began to have to go to work, he's still in those places with Christ, but I really know he has to begin to operate doing what? This earth realm. But he has the mind of Christ. Okay? Now, let me give you this and I'm going to wrap this up. Okay? Can you hold on a little while longer? You good? Man, I think you wanted up here, didn't you? No, I just kidding. Listen, the kingdom is this. The extension of God's rule. It is a theocracy, a government that is God-ruled. In other words, it is a divine government. And what God want to do, he want to govern our lives to where we are governed by him instead of the sense realm, instead of these emotions. God want to govern us. And when God governs us, how many know when that government is governing my life, heaven is backing me. See, I'm not trying to swindle my way out of doing anything. Why? Because there is a judge. And how many know the king that's judging me now is not a harsh judge or a harsh king, a king, but he's a gentle king. Okay? Now, let me finish this out. That word theocracy comes from two Greek words, which I can't speak Greek that well, so I'm going to give you the definition. It's theos, kertos, or something. But anyway, I'm going to give you the definitions. It's God, divinity, and chaos, or how you pronounce it, but it's to have power, to be chief, to master of, to rule. Now listen, God is going to rule. He's going to master you. He's going to have power over you. He's going to be chief over you. He's going to get possession of you. He's going to take hold of you. He's going to hold you in the hand. He's going to keep careful and faithful watch over you. He's going to continue to hold you. Now, if God is going to do all that for him, guess what? He's going to do it for everybody else that comes into the kingdom that he's rescued out of the kingdom of darkness and transferred them into the kingdom of his dear son. But we got to learn how the kingdom operates. We can't continue to try to operate under the old wineskin. We got to begin to take on the new wineskin, which is Jesus Christ, the new covenant. Amen? And how many know, according to the new covenant, he is the church. Amen? Okay. Thank you, sir. I'm sorry. You good.
I'm still you.
Give Scott a hand. Amen. He did a good job. Did a good job. So, church, guess what? How many in here born again? Okay, all right. Got a good crowd of born again. How many people are not born again? Nobody? Everybody's family. Okay, so now y'all heard what I said about the kingdom, right? So now you can go and say, hey, God has got my back. God has taken possession of me. Amen. And how many know God is not doing spooky or crazy stuff? So don't let the devil start lying to you and hollering, you know, God just spoke to you. You need to go over there and smack somebody. I mean, you know, that ain't him. That is not him. Well, you know, the devil spoke and told me to go over there and blow that place up because they don't believe in Jesus. No, that ain't him. You're hearing the wrong voice. You're operating in the wrong kingdom. Even though the kingdom of God is powerful, but how many know God is not destroying people's lives? He's changing and saving lives. But he wants us to grow up and begin to understand it's not about me, but it's about the agenda of the kingdom. That's in my walk with my wife, my children, my home, everything that I'm a part of. I got to begin to do what? Operate in the kingdom. The sphere that God has placed me over or wherever. If it's a job, you need to be the best employee. If it's a husband, you need to be the best husband. If it's a wife, you need to be the best wife. It covers everything. Well, I go to church on Sunday. Nope. This starts at home. I learned long ago, getting ready to close, I learned long ago, Sister Martha, if I can live it at home, and I got a good wife, but if I can live it at home, guess what? Ain't no problem living it nowhere else, because she know me best. Mm-hmm. Yes. And I've learned that religion ain't going to work, but loving Jesus works. Obeying Jesus works. So, Father, we thank you today for these moms. We thank you for these husbands. We thank you for these families today, Lord. And, God, you have transferred us out of the kingdom of darkness, the kingdom of ignorance. God, you brought us to the light. You brought us to the revelation, knowledge of your Son. You brought us into spiritual wisdom. So, Father, we pray, God, that we'll begin to experience it. In Jesus' name, God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Father's Vineyard podcast. If you'd like more information about Father's Vineyard, please visit us 24/7 at www.fathersvineyard.org, or you can call the office at 828-287-2868. Thanks again.